My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Breaking news. Go, go.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
After saying that Brandon Ayuk had been cleared to play by doctors and that the hope is that he would be at practice today, the wide receiver, number 11, is not at practice for the San Francisco 49ers, a practice that now has started just moments ago. We'll obviously leave open for the possibility that Brandon wants to make some sort of a grand late entrance.
It's possible.
And he is, if playing, working on the side. So again, I'll leave open for that, but I know everyone's been waiting for the word. Is Brandon going to practice? That was called earlier today. The understanding that the wide receiver and the team had with one another, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch both just spoke, both indicating that they hoped he would be out there, that that was the expectation. They said he's been cleared to play. That opens him up to be fined. If he's not there, the reporters have arrived. The practice has begun. Brandon is not there.
Yeah, and it's shocking, but not really. And I'm looking at Matt Barrows, friend of the program, and he has video. And his tweet is, not seen at the start of practice, Brandon Ayuk. And you see all the fellas, red jerseys, white jerseys. I see Kittle, and they're all running into the middle of the field to do their stretching and their pre-practice routine. And so if Brandon Ayuk is just, I don't know, stuck in traffic, that Tasman, that Great America Parkway can be a little bit of a problem now.
In the late afternoon on a weekday.
You never know. 237 can rear its ugly head. But yes, no Brandon Ayuk at practice. And this is, to me, just a gigantic disappointment after everything that we continue to go through.
I tell you what, this is a hell of a move by Ayuk. It really is. I think that at every opportunity he's had to show how dug in he is, he's shown it. But I would argue it's arrived at a point where it is now harmful. Self-inflicted harm by Brandon Ayuk.
And harm to the team, I think, because, you know, we had the coach and the general manager. They spent their time today to get everyone, you know, ready for week one practice, which starts 10 minutes ago, the whole week one flow, the buildup, it's here. And yet they had to answer all these questions again about Brandon. And yes, Trent, but Trent, I think, is more of a veteran situation where he's going to come in. And I'm kind of with you. I am more worried than I was previously, but I do think it gets done in time for him to be a Niner. Maybe it's not week one. I hope it's week one, but this Ayuk thing, it just doesn't ever seem to get closer to a resolution.
No, and our friend David Lombardi sent out, I think, what's a good sort of summary, and they were walking out to the field. He had some nice dramatic flair to this tweet where he's like, all right, here are the stakes. If Ayuk participates, then the hold-in is over. He's in line to play on the fifth-year option, and negotiations can continue. If he's not participating, status quo remains. But the 49ers have now rhetorically dug into their leverage. And Ayuk is under contract and expected to practice. And then he writes, we're heading out to the field now.
Yeah.
And they arrived and he's not there. And I agree with him. The fact that Brandon's not there, if the 49ers do start the process, and I believe they will, of fining Brandon Ayuk for not being at practice, the Niners are digging into the leverage that I've been trying to tell people they have all along. And that's what I don't, I really think right now the argument needs to get turned toward the agent. I just don't understand how you can advise your guy to do this. This is a zero win situation.
Well, I think that there was a lot of wins he had along the way that he could have capitalized on, and he created leverage based on, you know, wanting to be traded, and then he had the Niners doing his bidding and they had trades in place and all the rest of it. But when you say no to a trade with New England and then you don't really engage in a trade with Pittsburgh that may or may not have been done, I don't know how that one played out, but that's when you start to give up the leverage and you get to a point today where, okay, it's time to go out there and play ball. The team is kind of fed up. And the other thing from John Lynch, Mark, that I thought was really interesting and I didn't know it, Brandon Ayuk's agent is somebody that John Lynch knows very well and he's actually worked with throughout the course of many years.
This story came up a few weeks ago when people started going, it's the same agent. Brandon's agent is John Lynch's agent. And John's like, not really.
Not anymore.
He's like, you know who my agent is? Me.
Well, the last two deals, he dealt directly with Jen.
But he said Ryan Williams, who's Brandon's agent, used to be his marketing agent and that there is still a friendship there. But then he kind of blew it off because he's like, I got a lot of friends who are agents in the NFL. Whoop.
Totally.
Yeah, he's the general manager of the Niners for crying out loud. But yeah, here we go. Plot thickens. And the 49ers are not messing around anymore. You can hear it. Like, look what we've noticed today. John sounds exasperated. Kyle sounds exasperated. Look at the word choice. These two do this for a living. What words did they choose with Trent Williams? Well, optimistic. Both sides want to get a deal done.
Leader.
What words did they use with Brandon Ayuk? Dude, at some point, you got to play. Is this driving you crazy? Yes. And we're excited to get Terrace Marshall in here because here is an amazing place for wide receivers where they play at their absolute best. This is as clear as day. Niners are done. And you know what? I'm proud of the Niners for playing this the way they are. It was long past time to be done. That's why I was where I was on Monday. You get to this week, I'm sorry. Like, we have bent over backwards to create an option for you that you like. You've said no to everything, so we're done here. Brandon, there's the field. Join us when you're ready.
Yeah, 3:10 was when practice started, and so far, 14 minutes in, I haven't seen any follow-up tweets where, he broke a shoelace, and so it just took him a little bit of time, but he's out there now. He's not out there now, and I do think that the 49ers have gotten to that point, Mark, where, and I talked about this weeks ago, you get into game week, and I thought it might be by the time we got to the weekend, but they're starting today with their preparation for the opener against the Jets, 12 days till the opener, and so you're Kyle Shanahan, and you just want to go forward with the guys you have who are going to help you win the first game, because it's here.
Let's go to Idris in Hayward. Hi, Idris. Thanks for calling. What's up?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So, how's it going, fellas? You guys are doing a great job. You know what? Way back when, me and my friends are talking, like, Brandon Ayuk, he's cool. But, like, the truth of the matter is the Niners were the least. We throw the ball the least. And the truth of the matter is, as much as y'all think we need him to go to the Super Bowl, I don't agree with that. I believe, like, you give us a few, like 4 to 5 games, we will figure it out. And Brandon Ayuk is going to play himself. He didn't want to go to the Patriots. He didn't want to go to the Steelers. And now it's at the point where I think the Niners are like, do we even want to keep this around us anymore? So, yeah, Brandon played himself. I love the guy, but he played himself. We will be just fine. That's all I got.
Idris, thank you very much. I mean, look, that's where the leverage now goes next. I brought this up yesterday, the Emmett Smith thing from 1,000 years ago. Where this goes next, provided that there isn't a deal in the next 12 days and Brandon Ayuk is not playing on Monday night, September 9th, where this goes next is now this negotiation relies on how the 49ers play.
It can, yeah.
If the Niners go out there and go 3-0, Brandon is hosed. Dude, you're hosed. If Brock Purdy is thrown for 280 yards a game and the Niners are 3-0 without you, dude.
You have less than zero leverage.
Dusted yourself. And that is not a risk, if I were Brandon, that I would be willing to take. You're trusting that the Niners against the Jets, Vikings, and who do we have week three? What's week three for the 49ers? And I'm just making up three, like whatever. Jets, Vikings, and who?
The Rams.
All right.
On the road.
You're going to go out there now and watch those. And again, you can call it 2 games, 3 games, 4 games, whatever. You're going to go out there, and if you're Brandon, you are only gaining leverage. If call it even 5, go the first 5 games. You need the Niners to be like 2-3 or worse. For them to freak out, like the pass game needs to just crater. It needs to not look good. And I got a message for Brandon. It's not going to not look good. It might not be perfect, but if Trent Williams shows up and is playing left tackle, Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy, and there's Christian and Debo and George, and if you want to put in Juwan and whatever, there is enough. There's enough that they're still going to win most of the games. I don't see where Brandon's going to find the leverage he's looking for at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if it's leverage or, you know, whatever it is, but, you know, I would have thought that he would at least show up today. The reports from Mike Garofalo were he's going to show up to practice, and so that might be good news for Niner fans, and so far at practice he's not shown up, and, you know, it seems like the Niners are more willing to start the fine process and move forward without him. And, you know, if you're finally going to draw that line in the sand and you're doing it 12 days before the opener, then so be it. I thought they should have done this a long, long time ago, but they didn't. They played it a certain way. And at some point, you know this, and we've made the parenting analogy a lot, you get to a certain point where enough's enough and that's it, and we're going to have to deal with the fallout from there.
Boy, this guy's got one set of you-know-whats.
Cojones.
This is unreal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.